Friends, in two chapters, we have seen the evolution of the banking industry in India. And in second chapter, we have seen the classification of Indian banks into different categories, depending upon the services provided, depending upon the stakeholders, depending upon product and processes. And these leads to understand more and more about the banking industries in India. Bank branches, how it is functioning, that also we have discussed. In this chapter, we have come to the stage when it was told that branch managers are the face of the bank, or branches, retail branches, are the face of the concerned bank. Then in that scenario, branch manager has certain functions assigned by the bank, or having appointed as a branch manager, there are certain functions required to be performed by the branch managers. That is the reason why I have segregated this particular chapter to know more about the bank branch managers. Everybody has a curiosity when anyone enters into the premises of the branch. They are looking here and there, and finally they focus on one particular cabin where the person is sitting inside the closed door. He is none other than the branch manager. Everybody feels that branch manager is the happiest person in the world. He has a cool, nice AC cabin, and he has nothing to worry about his life. This is a general phenomenon or idea is taken away by the customers, but actual scenario is totally different. To know more about it, let us understand what is the branch manager? Who is the branch manager? Who can be a branch manager? What are the qualities required by the branch manager? What capacity he has to be as a branch manager? Whether he can fulfill the dream of the bank for which he is a face? So roles, responsibilities, functions, and many other aspects, responsibility falls on the branch manager, who is a controller of his own world, that is the branch. But the branch is not only the world, it is a starting point from where he spreads his presence around the area. So it is very much essential to know more about who is the branch manager and what are the functions, duties, roles, responsibilities, and so many other aspects. So let us start discussing with the branch manager. A bank manager or bank branch manager is the person who is responsible for operations, administration, marketing, training, lending, and the security of the local bank branch. So this all structures, all the events, he has to perform. He is a responsible person. Responsibility for the overall success or failure of the branch is on his head. Being a branch manager, it is not a sort of position that one can just walk into directly out of the college. Anybody who is doing, I have very high degree, I am very talented person, and I can easily be a branch manager. That is not the quality of the branch manager. So what are the qualities required for the branch managers? Task and responsibility, if you see, you will come to know what the qualities you should have to become a branch manager. Let us understand what are the tasks that branch manager has to perform and what are the responsibilities casting on him. Once you understand these things, you will definitely come to the conclusion that it is not a simple job, but it is very difficult. But at the same time, it is enjoyable also. So the branch managers are responsible for other employees within that particular branch. Hiring new tailor is another task for him. Product specialist, he has to hire. I am talking about the hiring the people for the branch. So when it is hiring comes, then what he should see? For the new tailors, definitely different requirement. Product specialist, different products are offered by the bank. Then for that also there is a requirement of the people. Then lending officers should have a credit background. Making sure that they are adequately trained and prepared to deliver the superior services once hired. So hiring is not only taking the people and asking them to sit at the particular desk, and if they fail to deliver, then it is a failure of the branch manager because he hired them. Similarly, the hiring, which includes both, this would include the initial hiring and training to him, and the periodic training on ongoing product basis, on ongoing basis to the new products offering rolled out by the bank across the region. So it is not only one-time exercise, it is a continuous exercise, because continuous development is happening in the banking industry. The branch manager is responsible for what? He is responsible for passing on the information. Now, hiring is a one trade. Now, other responsibility, which includes passing on information to the higher-ups. There are people who are monitoring the position of the branch manager or performance of the branch manager. Then, responsibilities for anything reported to the upward other parts of the bank means instruction received from the higher-ups to pass on to the other subordinates, one down. And any information or anything happened during the course of day-to-day functioning of the bank, it has to be reported to the higher-ups. Number three, deposit information he has to provide. Sales and lending goals he has to assign or he has to understand. Service scoring and feedback that he has to provide. Errors and discrepancies in the deposit account and reconciliation, he has to perform this activity by assigning the job to somebody. Then success in marketing and selling of the various product. It all depends on if all the banks are offering the similar product. People may ask, that bank is providing the same product, this bank is providing the same product. And now you are the third person, you are also offering us the same product. What is that different in you that we should come to your bank and accept your product which you are going to offer us? Branch manager has ability to convince the people positively. Success in the marketing or selling of the various products are also seen by the higher ups. Then they provide the window to evaluate just how smoothly the branch operates underneath his or her management. So, smooth operation. Business, he can very well bring in. But the people in the office, if they are not in position to provide the proper services to the customer, I don't think that anybody, any other customer may come second time to the branch. So, these are some of the responsibilities of the branch manager. Taking into this consideration, these responsibilities and tasks what we have discussed, I wanted to tell you who can be a branch manager, bank branch manager. Considering all the events, who can be a branch manager? Branch manager is a person who must have the several years of experience in the cash management. As I said, he cannot walk out from the college and come and sit in one of the branches he has appointed as a branch manager. He can come and sit. But what about the performance? Perhaps he may not perform. So under the circumstances, it is very much essential that branch manager should have certain qualities which he has to perform. One, he is an experienced person. He must have, as a retail bank branch manager, he must have worked and experienced in the cash management portfolio of the bank. Then the cash handling, customer service and sales, he should be expert in that. Because he has come across with all the plus and minus points of all the offering and taking the risk of the bringing the product, bringing the success of the product selling into branch and further servicing it. Typically, when you are looking for the branch manager, a bank will want to see the experience within the branches or banking centers and experience in handling cash and customer on daily basis. This is the basic background. Basic background. He should be a well-versed, he should have a capability to service the cash management portfolio. The bank will want to see the success in those prior roles who can be trusted with the additional responsibilities. So while hiring the branch manager or appointing as a branch manager, always bank's higher-ups are seeing that whether this person has enough experience to carry out the bank's goal and execute the project with additional responsibilities. Should have at least a bachelor's degree as far as education qualification is concerned and any other degree in business, finance or management. And it is not absolutely necessary to have a degree in these fields, as the work experience will be more relevant to the position than any collegiate activities. See, experience always counts. Qualification, yes, these are the supporting tools to better analyze the issue and the decision making. But the basic quality is for the branch manager required is he has to have an experience in handling whatever we have discussed now. If we understand the role of the branch manager, then in that case, what are the activities he must have been performing? That is a curiosity. Number one, the curiosity is sure that he has to perform certain activities. He cannot idly sit in the branch or in the cabin of the branch managers. So let us understand the daily work activities of the branch manager. He has to ensure that the branch is ready to open for a day. So his duty starts from there, opening of the branch. There is an adequate cash, and for each of the teller and automated teller machine, sufficient cash is being provided. It is his responsibility. So maintenance of the cash for the branch for covering the customers is a responsibility of the branch manager, and that is daily work activity. He has to ensure every day that branch is adequately staffed and the meeting customers' needs. Customers need to meet the customers' needs, there must be a staff in the branch. It is his responsibility to ensure that if today it has gone, tomorrow people are there in the branch for servicing or not. If it is a small branch with adequately 4 or 5 people staff and 3 goes on leave, perhaps it is not a good show that manager is showing. Or intentional leave taking by the employee, it is not a good for the branch manager. So branch manager has to see whether all the staff to execute the services of the to the customers are available in the branch every day. Branch manager must secure the facility of ensuring the account safety, both physical and electronic, while the branch is closed. That means whatever transaction during the day has happened, is properly accounted, credit or debit has given, and at the end of the day, by secured way, the system is shut down. Otherwise, system may electronically, if it is a electronic platform, then perhaps, or computerized environment, if it is not shut down, then their goof up may happen technically, and it is not correctly showing the balance in the respective account of the customer. Therefore, he has an additional responsibility whether during the day the transaction taken are closed properly and properly it is credited to the account of the depositor or the customer. Once you become the branch manager, your job is to lead all of the personnel in your branch and hone customer service relations in order to meet your branch financial goals. So, motivation. What is important? You should motivate your staff. You should motivate all your colleagues to provide better and efficient services. This about the admin. Now, let us see what are the administrative activities. This is operational activities we have seen. Now, there are several activities that he has to, or he should perform that. It's a responsibility, I mean to say. Administrative activities, what he has to undertake administrative activity. As a branch manager, he will oversee a day-to-day working of the personnel, including the assistant branch manager. Facilitating communication between the departments and the providing regular reports to your higher-ups. There are many, not branch manager, there are several departments functioning in the branch. And for the several departments, there will be independent departments which are functioning at the controlling level. So, these people are relying on the reports which are given by the branch managers. Now, under the computerized environment, anybody and from any corner of the world can generate the report if it is a computerized environment. So, that responsibility has come down drastically now if the program is set like that. But under the retail banking, there are many areas where perfect report is not getting generated by the system. It may be the limitation of the system, or it may be the services or a system which is provided has no capability of generating certain kinds of reports. So, under such situation, he has to prepare them manually, assign the task to somebody to prepare the reports and submit it to the branch manager within the given time. Within the given time, I said, because the reports, previous month's reports, immediately next day of the subsequent month, if you give, you will be considered as one of the best branch manager. But the same report, if you will give, prolong after 15 days or 20 days, it doesn't have meaning. By that time, next month's report is getting ready. So, it doesn't have any meaning. So, prompt and efficient submission of information, reports to the top management is a most important, that is a crucial task that branch manager has to perform. Historic restoration of the eco-friendly or retrofitting, then he may be required to make an outside sales or customer service calls to major clients. Important customer he has to attend, otherwise there will be a dissatisfaction. Next activity is managing the people. We have seen operational, we have seen administrative. Now, he has to manage the people also. How? Managing the people makes a branch manager performance expectations clear and holds the other accountable for meeting the challenges, work standard for production, accuracy and completion. Motivation. Motivation is required to the staff and it is the responsibility of the branch manager to motivate them. Creates a positive environment that fosters the acceptance and the tolerance in which employee work is hard. Contribute ideas and feel free to ask for the sale. Everything depending upon the work which is done by the people across the counters. But once you motivate them, they will feel happy. They can give more and more ideas to improve, further improvement. Or if you take it rightly, If you escalate it properly, if you recognize them properly, perhaps it will be the good opportunity for you to further sell of different product as and when it will be offered by the bank. Coaches others to achieve the better results and upgrade the skill sets. He himself should be a good teacher. He should teach each and every area of the banking, not into depth, but at least preliminary basic knowledge he must have. And he's tried to multiply the approach to maximizing the other learning. Not only one, you can call for the group or department, one particular department, say for example, bills department. Understand their problems, discuss with them, and wherever area they are finding it difficult, branch manager should have a capacity to deliberate on those difficult areas so that it will give comfort to the branch people or the department people, so they can tomorrow they can undertake more forcibly all the decisions because it is supported by their branch managers. Coaches others to achieve the better results and upgrade the skill set tries multiple approaches to the maximize others' learning. Sets branch accountabilities and deliveries an ongoing directional feedback. Once you set the goals, then in that case it will be responsibility, accountability. If failure or anything goes wrong, you can make the people accountable. You can make the people accountable. And also delivers the ongoing directional feedback. So on ongoing basis, you should provide the feedback to them. Branch manager should have a functional and technical knowledge. It is not only the knowledge, technical knowledge and functional knowledge also he should have. So the branch manager should have a comprehensive knowledge of the branch operations, performance, and uses his knowledge to ensure that the processes are in place to measure and monitor the operational and financial effectiveness, clarity to the transaction. It's very important because whenever, if you do not have the knowledge, how you will guide your subordinates? It is expected that the basic knowledge you must have. Understand the company and the industry and has a feel for what makes for the competitive edge. Whenever you are in banking industry, there are many products are being offered every now and then. Branch manager should use his own ideas and ensure that how he can offer the product in a competitive edge proactively so as to engage the clients. Once you are successful at that, then you are a better marketing guy. You should have that qualities. Understand the workflow operations within the work unit as well as the functions of the unit from which work is received and to which work is to be delivered. It's a technical requirement. Process flow. Any transaction undertaken. What is the system you have? Which module you have to use? What is the process flow in the module? How the transaction is getting concluded? The entire process flow must be understood by the branch manager. What happens during the day-to-day time? Any new employee who is deputed on that particular desk and he doesn't have 100% knowledge of the process, then many times he may come in the absence of his next superior and ask the branch manager, I am stuck up here, what should I do? Branch manager should not say, I do not know. He should have understanding, clear understanding, the system, the CBS platform or the systems which are used for undertaking the transaction are in place and he is well conversant with that, not into the deep. But at least theoretically, hypothetically, he should try to convince, putting many various combination, permutation and combinations together so as to resolve the work. Or if he doesn't understand, at least he should rope in somebody else who knows the systems better and where the transaction is stuck up. He should be incapable to resolve that issue of his subordinates. share his functional and technical knowledge with others. If he is a well IT guy and he has a complete knowledge of the systems and procedures, he should share his knowledge to his next down or subordinate people so that the transaction flow can be very well smooth. Another quality up for the branch manager is a decision making. It is one of the difficult criteria for the branch manager, because nowadays what happens, decision other than decision making, all activities people can do. But whenever the time comes or a moment comes that he has to take a decision under the very serious situation, perhaps he may not take the decision. But if he takes the decision, he should have ability to convince the others why he is taking the decision. And if anything goes wrong, he should prove that how his decision was right at that moment. So the branch manager should act quickly and decisively when needed. So analysis of the issue is an important trait for the branch manager, which will permit him to take decisions. Should take a day-to-day decision to support a long-term organization goal. If it is a long-term organization goal and branch manager has to take a decision whether he should go ahead with the decision taken by him or it is advised by somebody else, then in that case, the decision on day-to-day functioning, he cannot prolong. He has to take it as early, as quickly as possible and during the day itself. Make high-quality decision based on the mixture of analysis, wisdom, experience and judgment. Takes the time needed to the build of a solid business case for important decisions. There are certain decisions which needs to be taken very quickly as possible, and that is the operational decisions. There are certain decisions, there's a business decisions, as per the long-term goal set up for him, whether he is capable of analyzing threat or opportunities in that particular product which going to offer. It may take little bit longer time to decide, but it should not be so long that somebody else may take away the product and he should be lagging behind. That is a failure. So as quickly as possible to take decision, branch manager should have capability to analyze the issue, to search the threat, to search the opportunities, pros and cons of the product, and then only he can proceed for taking the decision. Seek out and integrate the divergent views to make the balanced and intelligent decisions. It is not necessary that every organization branch manager alone taking decision. His dependency is on whom? His subordinates. He can very well call for the opinion or comments. There may be adverse comments, all may not be supporting, but negative comment received also needs to be analyzed. And why negative, that also he should understand. If the scoring of negative is more than the positive scoring, then perhaps the decision will be negative, but taking the negative decision also needs a courage. Because not on his own, this product or the requirement is come up from some other business entity. So, branch manager should have analytical ability, and by having the analytical ability, he should have a decision making ability also. Another quality for the branch manager is communication. Better communication, better success. Good success. No communication, there is no question of success, because it is not at all communicated. So the communication channel of the branch manager, not only writing the letter but directly talking to the people, involving into the certain social functions, then organizing the calls, seminars, training, etc. are required to be conducted by the branch manager. So, communication is very, very important as far as the branch manager is concerned, because he is, again and again I am saying, that he is the face of the bank. Branch managers communicates the impact of the strategic changes efforts in the way that makes the vision real for the everyone. Proactively communicates the company and the branch's purpose, business model, and the specific behaviors needed for success. He should not hesitate to ask the help to his superiors or controlling office so as to put success to the products or operations or whatever the deliverable he is thinking of. Branch manager should deliver tough news without delay and with a sensitivity and without overly sugarcoating difficult realities. Many times in day-to-day operations or maybe during the day's time, during the month's time, he has to come across something, odd decisions, saying no. Saying no should also have a guts. But how you are saying no is more important. If you are using the word without sugarcoating, perhaps it will not be accepted well in the industry or in the market. So, in the polished language, you should say, communicate your inability to do certain things rather than saying, no, I am not doing. Say, I express my inability to do it because of certain reason. There should be reasoning. Reason should be there. So, he should be well prepared for that. Sugarcoating, definitely it is required. But hard decision taken needs to be communicated, not only happy and goody-goody decisions to communicate. He should go personally, then congratulate and then pass on the decision. Similar type of decisions or other negative decisions also he should communicate in very properly and precisely, but in good terms, in a sugar-coated language. Always maintains two-way dialogue with others and communicates the empathy and the compassion for the people in trouble under the stress. If there is more, there are people who are under stress, maybe because of their daily routine activity, maybe because of overloaded work, maybe because of their family problems, and if anyone is not concentrating in his job, the different phase they are, everybody's life, everything is like that. So, branch manager should have an ability or capacity to convince or to put on the track the people who are disturbed or distressed in a day-to-day life. Innovation and risking is another quality requirement of the branch manager. Branch manager should have a challenge others to take a smart risk. There are various types of risk. This is not the forum where we can discuss about the risk, but there are many risks. But the smart risk is, if you succeed, you will be gaining. If you are not succeeding, perhaps you are not losing anything, but you can maintain yourself. So, this kind of risk ability to analyze the risk quality the branch manager should have. Gives consideration to the novel viable alternatives instead of holding on too long tried and true methods, fosters the changes, innovations to the continuously invigorate and the branch and motivate the staff. So most important is motivation of staff for the purpose of innovating any ideas, any product ideas or offering ideas or better service ideas. Put on experiment, but if it is failure, stop it. If it is running fine, then you spread it. Translate the changes of the customer's need into opportunities for the new services and product of the development. Like we were discussing sometimes in the chapter 1 or 2, savings, flexi savings deposit product. Some people may like idea, some people may not like idea. One, but all it is benefit for the customers. branch manager should be in position to convince the customer how it is beneficial to them. So spreading the idea of beneficial to the customer depending upon how the branch manager communicates to them. Branch managers should be a skilled broadcasting roles to encourage the competency development and appropriate risk taking encourages others to develop innovative ideas. Branch manager may ask his subordinates to float the ideas, innovative ideas. If they are fitting as per the policy of the bank, he can very well implement with an information to the superiors or higher ups. If it is succeeded, then it can be further spread into a different branch also. Pushes the employees to come up with the new plans and the strategies on their own. What is required to develop the business for our branch is the question asked by the branch manager. People may come out with the different ideas. Jot down those ideas. Think on it. Let us have a thinking process on it. Put the positive and my negative. Score them. If you score, and depending upon that idea, if you think that the product is getting very well accepted in the market, perhaps you may go ahead, but with the information to the higher-ups. And this way, to get an innovative idea from your subordinates is very much important as far as branch manager's role is concerned.